is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Most parts of the country witnessing rainfall today. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking being celebrated today. And Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. Now the news in detail. Majority of the country is experiencing general to mostly cloudy weather today. The weather forecasting division said light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Province number 1, Province 2 and Bagmati province are already experiencing light rainfall since this morning. The division said there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Lumbini province tonight. The continuous rainfall in the Sindhupalchak district has washed away a three-story building. Area Police Office Melamchi Police Inspector Tikaram Rai said the floods triggered by heavy rains has swept away a three-story building of Gopal Dulal. Two people died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli said a 50-year-old woman of Barbardia Municipality 7 and a 60-year-old man of Rolpa Municipality 4 died of coronavirus infection. The Sudarpashchim province has reported zero deaths from COVID-19 in the past 2 days. The health directorate Dipayal said there has been no report of a death from coronavirus in the past 48 hours. Meanwhile, the prohibitory order imposed to prevent and control COVID-19 has been relaxed in many districts of the province. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is being celebrated today with the slogan Share Facts on Drugs, Save Lives. The UN General Assembly on December 7, 1987 decided to mark June 26 as the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. On the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking Day, Chief of Province No. 1, Somnath Adhikari Pyasi has urged one and all to keep away from getting into trap of drug abuse and also to prevent others from the same. The province chief said drug abuse and its illicit trafficking not only ruins an individual's life but the family, society, organizations, politics and ultimately creating national as well as international risks. The District Administration Office Doti has resumed its services which had remained suspended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Administration Office through a notice said that it had decided to resume office activities bearing in mind the slowing infection rates in the district. Chief District Officer Sunil Khanal said the new provision is meant for maintaining social distancing and avoiding the possibility of the formation of a crowd of potential service recipients. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The U.S. white ex-police officer convicted of murdering African-American man George Floyd in Minneapolis in May 2020 has been sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in jail. The judge said Derek Chauvin's sentence was based on your abuse of position of trust and authority and also the particular cruelty shown to Floyd. Floyd, 48, died after Chauvin knelt on his neck for 9 minutes. His murder caused global protests against racism and police brutality. Chauvin, 45, was convicted of second-degree murder and other charges last month. During his trial, his lawyer described the killing as an error made in good faith. He and 3 other former officers are separately charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Florida governor said people have a right to know how a 12-story building collapsed in the U.S. city of Miami as the search for survivors continues. The number of people listed as missing remains at 159, officials say, with 4 people known to have died. At least 102 people have now been accounted for, but it is uncertain how many were inside when it came down. Questions are now growing about what caused the building to collapse. Speaking on Friday, Governor said the focus remained on finding survivors. Gunfire has hit a helicopter carrying the president of Colombia as it flew near the border with Venezuela. President Ivan Duque was flying towards Cúcuta alongside with the defense minister, interior minister and the province governor. A spokesman for the presidency said nobody was hurt in the incident. President Ivan denounced the cowardly attack and said he was not frightened by violence or acts of terrorism. Our state is strong and Colombia is strong to confront this kind of threat, he said in a video address posted on Twitter. He added that security forces are under orders to find those responsible. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Most parts of the country witnessing rainfall today. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking being celebrated today, and Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.